182.0.
Blog Talk Radio.
I destroyed Anthony Thompson in Las Vegas. Welcome to the Pound for Pound Radio. Charlie Zone off the goat.
Yeah. Tell her, not gone, pop that pussy for me. Haters can't see me, but them bitches still looking for me. And you could take that to the bank and deposit that. Put your 2 cents in and get a dollar back. Some people hang you out to dry like a towel rack. I'm all about I give the rest of the flowers back. I like my girl thick, not just kind of fine. Either call that wine and dine. Try to check me and I'ma have them checking proof.
Listen to this. To all you demented box rat clowns, my own opponent, which was a world-class opponent, a pure boxer. You idiots told me to beat a pure boxer. I did. It's on video. Look what he said after the fight. Well, after the first round. We continued after this, but look what he said after the first round.
Yeah, I won that. That was a good fight. Yeah. Hey. Clown haters, this guy, 12-0, cruiserweight, amateur boxer, man.
Hey,
let him know, man.
Let them learn. Boy got hands. I took that chance.
Hey, man.
Good shit, bro.
Las Vegas, Nevada, babe.
I mean, like, this guy did better than Deontay Wilder, than DeJean, than that clown Derek, the Giant. I mean, he did better than all three of them, and he would beat the shit out of all three of them. He did better than Jules. Oh, way better. Jules Wall was a punching bag, man. I was beating this guy's ass. Jules Wall was a fucking punching bag. I was just jabbing him, throwing hooks at his body. This guy was Jules Wall. He may have been a good fighter on television against those guys, those TV guys that are limited fighters that are not real, TV guys, like I said before, and I'll say it again, they suck. Now you see, the underground is superior to the mainstream. Jules Avila, Derek the Giant, Deontay Wilder, DeJean Daniels, the guy that I just beat 5 days ago, that guy would beat all four of them. Anthony Thompson, 12-0, is an amateur. Now he's a professional in the underground. That's why all these dudes know Fox. Oh, but he's not on Box Rec. Well, that means he's a real fighter. He's not on Box Rec. But Southpaw Sil, listen, Sambo Russian, Southpaw Sil, all those Ukrainian fighters, the Ukrainian soldier, the killer soldier that I beat, they're not on BoxRec because they're real fighters. If you are people, motherfuckers that are on BoxRec and continue that shit, they're not real fighters. How many times do I have to fucking re-explain that shit to you? You fucking delusional haters, you ask me. Every time I beat a Marine's ass, every time I beat a Navy SEAL, I beat one Navy SEAL. Okay, Special Forces, I beat a lot of Special Forces. Navy SEALs are Special Forces. Every time I beat them, I beat a kickboxer, whatever, MMA fighter, Krav Maga fighter, black belt martial artist. He told me, why don't you beat a pure boxer? Hey, I did many times, but my last win, pure boxer, 6'4", 188 pounds, undefeated record. Let's see here. So I gave him his first loss. Oh, and he had a 7-inch wingspan. See how long his arms are? Yeah. Yeah, and I still closed the distance, and I still beat his ass, and I did to him what I do to everybody else. So, I mean, come on. That's and plus, he even admitted that we had a fight that he lost. You know what I mean? So, you fucking trolls, you demented morons that hate on me on the internet, you've been exposed. Now from 183 to 200, the next 18 wins, obviously nobody. I beat the main opponent, Anthony Thompson. Nobody's going to be as hard as him, and it was a pretty one-sided victory. So that's tough luck, haters. Next 18 victories are going to be one-sided, beatdowns, slaughters, dominations. Charlie Zonoff all the way, baby. All day, every day, Charlie Zonoff, the greatest. 182-0. Nobody has ever had that kind of record. Nobody. Nobody had that kind of record. Nobody ever will. Like, I don't even need to get to 200 or no. Yeah, the other radio I was doing, a technical difficulties, it froze up, so I had to start up a new one. But anyways, nobody's going to get to 182 or no. I'm going to be the first ever 200-0 fighter, 200-0 pro fighter in all of boxing. The real pros, the underground pros, the phony pros, mainstream, Olympic boxing, amateur boxing, underground bare-knuckle boxing. Well, I'm a bare-knuckle champion, and I'm a champion of boxing, traditional boxing, except it's fought in the underground. I'm a boxing champion with gloves, and I'm a champion bare-knuckle, as you all saw my bare-knuckle fights in Ukraine. Hey, I'm identically as good as I am with the gloves as I am without the gloves. Gloves are off, I win. The gloves are on, I win. You know, and that's what makes me a dynamic, the most dynamic champion in the history of the sport. Because I mean, what fake HBO boxer fights bare knuckle? Bobby Gunn? How many losses does he have? 50? 60? Bobby Gunn's a joke, man. That guy's a loser, man. Yeah, like the ninjutsu guy that I beat, the Anthony Thompson, the Southpaw Silt, man. Are you kidding me, man? These guys would annihilate Deontay Wilder, man. These guys would annihilate DeJuan Daniels, man. I beat much better competition, man. These guys would annihilate Derek the Giant, man. Before, like when I just beat Derek the Giant, I used to think that, you know, but that he was like, well, he was second best at the time because it was my 31st victory. You know, I was 31-0 when I beat Derek the Giant. It was a long ass time ago. Now I'm 182-0. Yeah, I mean, with that many more fights, I'm bound to meet better competition, and I did. And then, oh, Sambo Russian, fuck, look how, you see what I'm saying? Look how many motherfuckers I beat. I beat everybody, man. It's like, you know, Anthony Thompson, I talked to him on the phone after the fight. He did say that he'd be down to rematch. Maybe for win number 200, I'll beat him again, because he's definitely number two after me. I'm the best boxer in the world, hands down. It's bar none. It's a huge drop off, but you know, if you're to list the number two fighter in the world after Charlie Zelenoff, it is the Las Vegas boxer that I beat 5 days ago. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's these under the radar guys that are much better than these HBO and Showtime clowns. And it's UFC. The UFC, they're not boxers, man. They're wrestlers, man. Their striking game, they suck, man. They can't strike at all. They know how to wrestle, but they know how to take you down and all that bullshit. Armbar submission. Yeah, they know how to do that. But when it comes to boxing, when it comes to stand-up, they're complete novices, man, and I'm sure they know that, too. Well, Jules Valla wasn't. Jules Valla was a striker. Jules Wall was more of a boxer, you know, and I beat him with these. But see, Jules was too slow, Derek too slow, Southpaw Sill. Listen, Anthony Thompson would beat the fuck out of Jules Wall. He would fuck him up. Anthony Thompson would knock out Derek the Giant. He'd box circles around Derek. He'd tire him out, and then he'd stop him on accumulation of punches or even knock him out. Anthony Thompson would knock out DeJuan Daniels in the first round. It wouldn't be close. DeJuan Daniels is a fat, out of shape pussy. I actually hit DeJuan a lot more than I hit Anthony Thompson. Yeah, I did. I mean, well, yeah, wait a minute. Both fights went two rounds. I hit DeJuan more. No, this was a better win, obviously. But yeah, but see, only a fucking retard would try to do a cheap choke from behind, like a sneak choke. Because he lost. I don't want to get into that. DeJuan wants to get fucked up again. He'll get knocked out cold. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yeah, Anthony Thompson knew he lost to me, but he didn't try to pull any street fight shit. He didn't. Well, come on. I mean, he got his ass kicked with gloves. But he was, you know, gracious in defeat. And I take my hat off to him, man. He was the best opponent I beat in my 182-0 career. You know, that was the ninjutsu guy, but I think he eclipsed him. I think he would beat the ninjutsu guy. That would be something to watch. That would be a good fight. But the ninjutsu guy, he was just trying to showboat and trying to be fancy with his ninja stance. He didn't land anything. I mean, this guy at least landed two punches. I landed like eight or nine. No, more like nine. I landed like nine flush hooks on his face. And, you know, it was a great win, but what can I say, man? Yeah, my wife wants me back. I told her I needed any time to think about it. Yeah, Skype and everything. Look, man, I got another girlfriend, man. Yeah, that's it. But anyways, it's my love life now. Keep that private. Charlie Zee is still the best, man. It's 2017, and I'm still winning in boxing. I'm still haven't lost. And 2017 so far is just the beginning of the year, and I already have 5 wins. I already notched 5 victories, 2 on video. And, you know, it's been a stellar month. Last year has been a stellar year is an understatement. Last year has been an unparalleled, uncanny, unprecedented, once-in-a-lifetime year, 72 wins in 1 year. If opponents would be stepping up this year like they were last year, I mean, it's still the beginning, but if the opponents would be stepping up this year like last year, I would eclipse the 72 wins. I'd get to like 73, maybe even 80 wins in a year. But I don't need to do that, man. Once I get to 200, you know, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I talked to Jesse James Lehigh today. And he gave me credit for the win against Thompson. He said, you know, you're a great performance, you're a great fighter. But, you know, he started saying, I just, you know, like, I explained to him, you know, he's like, yeah, it would be cool to see you, like, what you do to these guys on YouTube, you know, you could do that to anybody. It would be cool to see you do, like, what you did to Deontay Wilder in the ring. If you would do that on HBO. And I told him, listen, man, HBO is a show, man. I had to re-explain again. I said, man, I got beef with those guys. They fight once, twice a year. But listen, I took a big pay cut, but in order to win, okay, less money, but a lot more wins. You know, beautiful women. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so my wife's my ex-wife is a goddess, and my current girl that I met, you know, she's a goddess, you know, so I'm 182-0, and yeah, what fucking fake rec, box rec, fake rec, HBO, would they allow me to win 182 fights? No. Yeah, I told them, I understand, more people like to watch TV, and, you know, than the computer and YouTube. Okay, but what's the difference, man? You got a fucking, let's say, iMac computer. You got a big-ass screen, right? A big monitor, you know what I mean? Turn on Charlie Zonoff on YouTube. You watch Charlie Zonoff knock out Marines, beat up Navy SEALs, beat up fucking, you know, 6'4" boxers like Anthony Thompson. You know, you watch Charlie Zonoff, one shot deal, 6'7" Deontay Wilder. You watch Charlie Zonoff, you know, beat the best MMA fighter in the world, Jill Zavala. You watch Charlie Zonoff, I'll beat the best sambo fighter in the world, sambo Russian. What's the complaints? What's the difference, man? No politics, no promoter sabotaging shit. Charlie Zonoff fights and beats everybody. That's a lot better. Plus, you get to watch all these great fights, all these great real fights for free. You don't get to pay. You don't have to pay no fucking $50, $60, $70, $80 pay-per-view for a staged sparring session. You don't get scammed. I show you the real shit. And you don't even, well, I mean, you got to pay for the shirts, but you don't have to pay for it to watch the fight. It's public and it's free. You get to watch me fucking break, snap jaws for free. So no complaints, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Charlie's on with the best, man. You're all witnessing the way where you're all witnessing right now, like once in a lifetime, the greatest champion of all time. You know what I'm saying? Number one pound for pound of all time. Charlie's proved it. My last one proved it. Everyone proved it. Everything proved it. My knockouts, my TKOs, my shutouts, everything. My speed, my power, my finesse, my reflexes, my chin, my heart. The most active champion in the history of boxing to fight 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times a month, to fight every month. I fought 17 months in a row. That's unprecedented, man. 17 months in a row? Yeah, I deserve February off, man. I deserve, seriously, yeah. February, I deserve the whole month off. Maybe I can come back like in the end of the month and then get 183. Maybe. We'll see. You know, but after my last win, after such a great win versus a top-level opponent, it's hard to find opponents, period. To find an opponent you know, that good and to beat them, it's not easy nowadays, man. There's been many situations where I went to gyms and, no, I'm sure the next time I go, I'm going to find an opponent. But again, why do you think I went to Vegas? Because nobody in LA wants to fight me. Very few people want to fight me in LA. Yeah, I smashed some gangster at the Grove, and then self-defense. He tried to attack me. He came up to me, aggressive manner, and he tried to start a fight. But I just accidentally stepped on his foot, and the dude started to pick a fight with me, and I had my ghost shirt on. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker's suicidal. Like, what's he? He's really crazy, you know. He's coming up to me, the Grove. This is, they put my name on cuffs over here. You're coming up to the wrong motherfucker, and then he got smashed, punched right in the face, you know, embarrassed publicly in front of everybody. And then he got arrested, you know what I mean? There was like a monster of people. I try to get away because, like, you know, what the fuck, I don't want to, even though it's not my fault, I don't want to fucking get detained or any of that bullshit, you know? So he ended up, like, he tried to get me back. And then the cops got him. They arrested him. It was funny. He got punched in the face. And he got arrested. Yeah, but he got punched in the face because he tried to attack me, man. I had the full rights to punch him in the face. That's what self-defense. There's a self-defense law in California, in America. Self-defense law. You listen, I'm the best boxer in the world, but it doesn't. Yeah, like if I hit somebody first, then yeah, then I get more time than, for example, a regular person would. But even though I'm pound for pound number one, you can't come up to me and attack me for no reason. I have the full right to fucking to hurt you with the deadly weapons that I carry every single day, and that's my hands. You know what I'm saying? And see, gangsters are stupid. They don't watch, you know, anything. They don't watch what's on YouTube. They don't watch real fights. They're stupid. They watch too much fucking movies, and they fucking, yeah, they're fucking idiots. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I smashed them. And after that, I beat a Hungarian kickboxer. And after that, I beat Anthony Thomas, the main event in Las Vegas, man. I won it, man. I did it. For 200, it's going to be, Victim 200 is going to be another Marine. I have a feeling it's going to be a big heavyweight Marine that I'm just going to annihilate. A Marine, a Navy SEAL would be good for 200. Or a rematch with Anthony Thompson. Wilder doesn't want to rematch. Yeah, forget him. He's a clown. I beat Thompson's better than Wilder. It's a better win. You know what I'm saying? Wilder didn't pull. I'm sure Wilder's seen that fight. He told me he watches all my fights. He didn't want to fight me before I beat Thompson in Vegas. Now? Oh, trust me. Charlie Zelenoff, he's going to stay clear of that, of Charlie Zelenoff. You know, yeah, I'm in my prime, but you all know this is the beginning of my prime. When I'm 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, that's my prime is going to, it's going to eclipse. What I'm trying to say is I'm going to become even stronger. I feel stronger every single year. This year, I feel stronger than last year. Wow, that's amazing. Well, I mean, it hurts me in a way because it's harder to get opponents now because I have so many wins. Like now when I challenge fighters, I don't even tell them my record. They ask me, what's your record? I'm like, I'm undefeated. Yeah, undefeated could be 1-0, 2-0, 3-0. If I say 180, 2-0, they're going to be like, oh, fuck. Oh, never mind, man. I got to go, man. I got to get going. And yeah, no, nobody's going to – I don't tell – I tell them after I beat their ass. Yeah, then I tell them, oh, I got hundreds of wins. You know, then I told them my record. Oh, I'm 182-0 now. Yeah, you heard I told him after I beat Thompson, I said 182-0. Well, yeah, after I win the fight, you know, it's done. You know, I beat their ass. That's it. It's done. It's on video. It's on YouTube. Yeah, thank God my phone, everything on the phone, I can just upload it to YouTube. I don't have to go to the computer or nothing like that. That's it. Yeah, so every fight's going to be, from now on, every fight's going to be uploaded. I mean, come on, this is like the point of my career where I'm about to hit 200 wins soon. Well, I mean soon, this year, you know, so let's say summertime. Look, there's no rush. I beat 5 people in January. I'm the best. Now I'm just chilling, watching basketball. Cavs playing OKC. OKC is not a contender anymore because of the coward Kevin Durant. Yeah, you know, I just, speaking of basketball, you know, I don't know, man. I was a huge Bulls fan when I was a little kid. Jordan played, and I was a huge Lakers fan for many years with Kobe and Shaq. But for 2 years, I stopped watching basketball. I didn't even have a team. But I don't know. I mean, well, yeah. I mean, last year, of course, I was rooting for the Cavaliers to beat the Warriors. I wanted the Warriors to lose. Yeah, Cleveland's up 58-45 right now. A lot of the times, listen, man, with a 182-0 record, you can't criticize me in basketball. You're like, oh, but I thought you went for that team. I thought you went for that team. Hey, you know what? You got a problem? I'll punch you in the face. You know what I'm saying? You know, I root for this fighter, though. You know which fighter I root for? For me. The greatest ever. Yeah, this fighter always wins, man. Yeah, I never bandwagon on myself, man. I'm the greatest of all time, man. Meaning I never doubt myself, man. I never fucking... I always know that whoever I fight, I'm going to win. You know, that's the bottom line. Is that I'm the best boxer in the world. I'm above all these fucking athletes in basketball, you know. Who's going to win the championship? I picked the Spurs from the beginning. Now I'm picking the Cavs. I think Cleveland or San Antonio, maybe throw the Golden State. Obviously, I mean, yeah, as much as I don't like that team, I mean, they're considered the favorites, but they were the favorites last year too, man. Dude, they were 24-0 to start the season. They were 73-9, being the Bulls record, the best regular season team in history, and they didn't win the championship. That's all you fucking Warrior fans need to fucking relax. Your team ain't going to win shit. You motherfuckers are going to choke again. I'm not even sure you're going to play the Cavs in the finals. Because you motherfuckers are might lose to the Rockets or the Spurs. That's what happens. You can't just look past teams and be like, oh, yeah, we're playing the Cavs in the finals. Wait a minute. But you got to – yeah, they're going to get past the first round. I mean, come on. Who the fuck are they going to play in the first round? Fucking Denver, Sacramento, Portland, or fucking the OKC or Utah or some shit like that? Yeah, I mean, Utah actually got pretty good this year, but – but no, nah, man, they're going to win the first round. The second round, oh, yeah, the Clippers, the Clippers are fucking garbage, man. Lost by 46 points yesterday. Golden State, Clippers are fucking, yeah, fucking, they're a joke. Disgrace to LA, man. The Lakers suck, but the Lakers are not supposed to be good right now. The Lakers are in rebuild mode, man. You know, it's like the Clippers have been supposed to be the super team, and they never won shit. But I don't know. It's the Cavs or the Spurs, honestly. Or maybe Houston. Yeah. As far as boxing goes, man. Yeah, man. I mean, 183 is going to be a slaughter. I'm going to come out like I did against Jordan Holloway. Just fucking... Look how I came out in my last fight, man. You see that volume punching? It works. It just... Like, yeah, there's fights where I come out and just, like, back and box, you know, just jab, you know. Like, for 177, that Mexican cruiserweight that I was just jab, throw the right hand, I could have knocked that guy out with one punch. Look at my last opponent, man, 6'4". Fucking, come on. See, sometimes I just decide to box, but I like to swarm a lot better, you know, knowing that I got identical skill in both, you know what I mean? So I got something that Mike Tyson never had. Mike Tyson was an overrated puncher, but he was not a good boxer. He could never be behind the jab. He was never a good boxer. He was like a brawler. Not like he was a brawler. Mike Tyson was like a B-minus, C-plus brawler. Charlie Zelenoff is a class A fighter, class A pure boxer, class A, you know, swarm rusher, you know what I mean? Come forward fighter. You know, even Anthony Thompson said, man, you a come-forward guy, man. He's like, you're always like, he's like, damn, it was hard. What I'm saying is any fighter that fights me, you see, like, I developed my own style, and I'm 182-0, and that's why I fired all the trainers I had, Tiger and Cassius Green, Paul Banky, and all the motherfuckers that used to train me, you know, from the beginning of when my career began in 2004. I've been in the game for a long time, man, 13 years. And, you know, when I realized, when I became a world-class fighter, and everything, the style that I developed, hold on. You're on there with the 182-0 Phenom. Who is this?
Hello?
Yeah, what up? Is this T. Smith or who is
it? Yeah, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Chilling, man. Yeah, I didn't see you on the switchboard, man. What's up? You seen my last win against Anthony Thompson?
Yeah, that was awesome, man. That was great. That was one of your better wins.
Thanks. Yeah, hey, that dude was... What's up?
I said, sorry if it's noisy. I'm driving.
Oh. Yeah, he was 12-0 in amateurs, and he was 6'4", 188. And southpaw, he had a long ass arms. He had a seven inch wingspan. And I still, you see now, I rushed him, and I just fucking and got him in that corner. I just started teeing off on him and beating the fuck out of him, man. What
happened? I said I don't think he even landed a punch on you.
I did. He landed a few, but I landed like 8 or 9 or 10. I landed way more.
Yeah.
No, he landed like a jab or two, but no, he didn't land anything major. Maybe hit my arms, you know. But no, I got some nice ones in. But that wasn't the full fight. That was like 90% of the fight. The what happened was after like he saw how he came up and admitted that he lost.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I saw that. Yeah, he seemed like a decent guy. Yeah.
No, he was though, man. Like I said, I took my head off to him, you know. And see, like he's better than that guy would fucking destroy Deontay Wilder, bro. You know what I mean? That dude would box circles around Wilder, and he would knock Wilder out or stop him, TKO him. Wilder's not a good boxer. This guy can actually fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd love to see him and the ninjutsu guy fight.
Yeah,
yeah,
he
they would
beat
be a
him
good
too.
Fight.
It would. But
yeah, they would have been a
good
fight then.
Yeah. Yeah, Wilder's out of the question. Wilder's a bum, bro. I already beat him. He's a clown. Out of the top
Wilder's
five of the UBF, man. Yeah, he's out. And so is the Derek and Dijon. Those guys are fucking clowns. I beat them all. But, yeah, man, I'm 18 away from the 200. Now I just want to relax, man. I beat 5 people in January, man. I fought for 17 months straight. I deserve a break, man. I gotta focus on the women now, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Every time you say you're gonna take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every time you say you're gonna take a break, you win another fight the next day.
Yeah, I know, but I actually did take a break like before Christmas and New Year's. I took like almost a month off. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but 17 months in a row of boxing, man. Fighting nonstop, man.
Yeah, it's kicked a lot of ass in a little bit of time.
That's what I'm saying. I need to enjoy it. I need to fucking just relax, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So you still talking to some girls?
So yeah, I got this new girl. You know, we've been talking every day, and actually my wife's been hitting me back. I told her I needed time to think about if I want to get back with her, you know. But I don't want to talk shit about her, man. You know? We called it, you know. We talked on
Charlie Z's a hard habit to break.
Charlie Z what?
Yeah. I said Charlie Z's a hard habit to break for your woman.
Yeah, she wants me back, but after all the shit I've been through with her, I told her, you know, I'm like, ah. No, I talked to her for like half an hour on Skype, and then I was like, we'll see, Daria. I'm like, I'll let you know, give me some time to think about it. I can't just jump in, you know, another, you know, like, go back to you like I did before, you know. Let me think about it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And she was like, oh, what is there to think about? I'm in love with you, I love you. I'm like, oh, well, listen, you know, it's a lot to think about, you know. I went there 3 times, you know. I mean, like, I don't want to just. And plus, like, I'm talking to another girl, and, you know, this girl looks. She's beautiful, and everything looks promising right now, so.
Yeah.
I just don't want to go back to my past, man. You know, I kind of moved on and everything.
Yeah.
I wish her well and everything, but.
Gotta let
her
go.
As far as the. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I can't. Some say it's 50-50. We'll see. But, as far as boxing, hey, man, ain't nobody can take me, man. That swarm style, it's better than pure boxing, man. Pure boxing looks good and everything, but against Jill Zavala, yeah, but I'd rather stick to what I'm doing, man. You know what I'm saying? I actually switched up in that fight, but because I have great stamina. In the end, after I fucked him up, I kind of let him go out of that corner. I shouldn't have done that, but it's all good. In round two, what happened in round two was just like how you see me rush him in round one. I did the same thing, except I didn't land that many punches. I threw a jab. I think I landed a jab. Cause he shelled up, and then he shelled up in the beginning. Then I throw a left. I catch him right in the temple. And then he just strapped his gloves off, and that was it. It's a TKO. So on video, people think, like, I outboxed him. No, I TKO'd him.
Yeah, you look better and better every fight, man.
Thanks, bro.
All right, buddy. Hey, I got to get off here, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. But thanks for picking up my call.
No problem. I just didn't see the switchboard. That's why, like, now I've seen it. All right, yeah. No, thanks for respect, man. Have a good one.
Okay, buddy, take care.
Yeah, I blocked the comments on Google because these delusional haters, I don't want to read their spams. All right, yeah, Charlie Z, the best ever, man. Number 1 pound, 4 pound of all time. So, it is what it is, man. I beat everybody. Well, you know who I would really want to fight? Like, I beat the best boxers. I beat the best MMA fighters. I beat one Navy SEAL. I want to beat another Navy SEAL, a heavyweight Navy SEAL, because they're hard to find. Because I beat so many Marines, man. It's just like the Navy SEAL that I beat, I talked to him, actually. I sent him the fight with Anthony Thompson. He congratulated me. He says, yeah, man. Remember that Navy SEAL that I fucked up on video? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not all opponents that we have bad blood. Of course, I know the public wants to see bad blood. It's, you know, but not every fight is, you know, we're going to have bad blood. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. When that bell rings or when we square up, you know, all that, you know, well, I'm not friends with any of my foes. When I fight somebody, they're a foe. You know what I mean? I'm not friends with any opponents. I'm saying if I'm neutral with my opponents like I was with the last one, you know, yeah, when we're boxing, we're punching each other in the face. We're obviously not friends, you know what I'm saying? It's competition, you know what I mean? So, of course, the general public rather see, like, two guys that hate each other, like Charlie Z and Deontay Wilder. They rather see that, or Charlie Z and Dijon. You know, it's obvious that Anthony Thompson is a much better fighter than Dijon, but people would much rather see a rematch between me and Dijon because me and Dijon hate each other. You know what I mean? Or a rematch between me and Wilder because me and Wilder hate each other. Or a rematch between me and Derek because me and Derek hate each other. That's why people would rather see that. And I understand, you know what I mean? But they don't want to fight me, so. It's all good. Yeah, I beat them all, man. I got nothing to prove, man.